We're welcoming Kate Marshall joining us here from the University Extension office here. Kate, of course, is our 4-H specialist. And you said February, in the month of February in the state of Nebraska, is 4-H month.
Yes, so we celebrate Nebraska 4-H month during February. I think we kind of do it to do a push to get kids to remind them to get enrolled for the year. Clubs are able to start meeting. Of course, they're following our COVID distancing guidelines.
Sure.
And so we're super, super excited about that. And so
But they're starting to take shape, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great.
Yep. And yep. So we're going to highlight some different things on the Fridays throughout the month of February. And so coming up this Friday, it's my favorite one. It's 4-H Professional Appreciation Day. And then following up that, we'll have Volunteer Appreciation Spirit Day. And then to cap off the month on the final Friday, it's going to be Sponsor and Donor Appreciation Day.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those volunteers that make our 4-H program go. Couldn't be done without them, obviously.
Oh, no. We couldn't accomplish what we do without our volunteers. Whether it be our workshops, we do work in the schools, and then definitely when we get to county fair time, we just couldn't do it without our volunteers.
Make a big difference, obviously, locally. And some of these volunteers have been volunteering for quite a long time, too.
Yes, they have. I know we recognize some 25- and 30-year volunteers. And
wow.
One of my colleagues, I even saw they had a 60-year volunteer recognized. So, yes, definitely long-term volunteers.
That's awesome.
That's great. And I think you were talking about, so you're talking about the importance of volunteers at the fair, and there's already some talk about you're looking ahead to the fair this year, and maybe have a little more open class, I think you said, and some more participation.
Yes, we are making those plans, and we are hoping to have more in-person and open to the public type events. It sounds like they're going to do open class again, so we're excited for that. And we're just working on some schedule changes, too. Even though, you know, we're hoping to be in person, we're still going to try to space some things out just so that there's a little more room for everybody to feel safe and comfortable coming out to the fair.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sounds great. So this is the month for 4-H. And so the first Friday, which is coming up this Friday, this coming Friday, so that's a recognition of the professionals that work in 4-H, right?
Mm-hmm.
Such as yourself.
Yep. And then also, you know, we have a 4-H assistant, too. Actually, I'm filling in for her today. Amber was going to come and talk, and then she had something come up.
Yeah.
But
and we met her, was it November, December we had met her?
Yep.
Towards the end of last year?
Yep. She started with us in November, and we've just kept her busy, and we've been off and running, making plans and doing stuff. So it's been a fast couple of months since she's been on board.
She's hit the ground running.
Yes, definitely. That kind of leads into one of the next things. Along with getting signed up for 4-H, we've got some special interest clubs that are going to be kicking off here the end of February, March, and April. And so we've got one that's lined up for Clover Kids, which are like our kindergarten, first, and second graders. And it's really an intro to 4-H, so they get to experience a little bit of all that the program has to offer. And then I'm going to be leading one called Crazy Kitchen Science. And so we're going to be doing some fun experiments with food. And so we're looking forward to that.
Sounds fun.
It does. It sounds interesting. I hope you don't blow up any kitchen utensils.
Yeah, I hope we don't either.
Kate, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that about covers it for this morning. I will just put one more bug in your guys' ear. I know I'm coming back here in a couple weeks to talk again, but we are going to have a 4-H open house on the last Sunday in February, which is the 28th.
Awesome.
We're going to be out at the fairgrounds in the Ag Activities Building. And we did this last year, but we're letting clubs and kids that are really good at certain project areas are going to come and set up their projects and do some demonstrations.
Cool.
So if you haven't been involved in 4-H before, you can come out and kind of really get a feel of what it's all about. And we'll also have computers available to do on-site registration that day, too.
Wonderful way to conclude 4-H month.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Kate, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you here in a few short weeks.
Sounds good.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.